From Yoga and Ayurveda Living, I am Kelly Marie Mills, and this is The Dosha Life, a podcast for health and wellness seekers interested in tools, remedies, and secrets coming from the traditions of yoga and Ayurveda. You are on Friday's Relaxations, so if you like what you hear, click subscribe. Monday's Dosha Meditations, Tuesday's Information Episodes, Fridays are dedicated to relaxations. But for now, the practice of relaxation begins. So you can find your place, somewhere comfortable and warm, for this meditation to use your breath and sound as a focus. This is an active relaxation related more to the kapha dosha. Because kaphas need less stillness, because they are made so much of earth, they can do with some vitalizing practices. And so really simple humming breath, sitting upright or laying down. Most of all, finding a way to be comfortable first. Pressing down through your pelvis. Exhale and press your middle back into the floor or your seat. Inhale and relax. Just lift one arm and let it drop. And lift the other, letting it drop. Fill your belly with breath and relax your belly down towards the earth. Lift one leg and let it drop. You're only lifting it a few inches. And lift the other leg and let it drop. And then lift your head and tuck your chin in and exhale. Rest your head back and down. It's a very simple practice. Feel your inhale, and just your natural exhale is a hum. It doesn't need to be anything special. It doesn't need to be extended in any way. Feeling the energy more in your throat. Your lips are lightly touching. Your mouth is relaxed. Your head is relaxed. As you continue just like that, And if you want to, just bringing your eyes to lift into the middle of your forehead. And still humming on your exhale. There will be a bell at the end in case your kapha dosha helps you fall asleep. The eyes lift to look into the middle of the forehead as if you see a violet dot. Mm.
There is no pressure to force, and it can be a very tiny inner hum. What's curious is, the softer it is, you start to hear the internal hum of the body. We don't need to make the breath become anything. But just your own song, whether it is vocalized or internal. As we live our song every day, the eyes lifting into the middle of the forehead, reminds us of our authentic self. Truth and clarity. And the witness. And 2 more minutes. Thank you for joining me in our bee's breath, in our hum.